This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Roberson gets it into Fisher. Davis throws it up three-quarters court. Good if it goes. Off the glass. No good. And in their first ever NCAA tournament game, the Northwestern Wildcats are moving on in the big dance. They had to sweat it out. 68-66. And the eighth-seeded Wildcats advance to take on top-seed Gonzaga on Saturday.
Go Cats.
I don't know who is more nervous, Doug Collins or me, sitting alone at my house screaming. The coach, Chris Collins, joins us now. Get over here, coach. Give me a hug. Nice job, buddy. Nice job. Got to be very proud of those kids.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Good morning. It was a great day. It started by coming into an arena that was just full of purple in Salt Lake City yesterday. Here.
How about that, by the way? And it was loud.
It was awesome. It was awesome. It felt like a home game. I mean, 70% of that place was purple. People from all over the country coming out to be a part of our first ever NCAA game. And it really helped us, especially when it got down to the wire. And, you know, it was a possession-by-possession game. It was going back and forth. And our guys were just really tough. We made a lot of key free throws, and you know, we were able to get that one last stop when we needed it, when we were up one, and finish off the game. So, really special day, and in this tournament, it's about one thing: living to see another day.
Any of the kids on the team, any of the guys on the team, say anything afterwards that really tickled you, or you you want to share with us?
Well, just the joy. We had, it was funny. We had Coach Fitz coming out of the locker room. He gave he was fired up. His middle linebacker came out in him and was chest bumping and hugging. And it was just a great, great moment for all of us. These guys put a lot into it. They work really hard. You dream about playing in these kinds of games and winning them. So just that moment you share in the locker room when it's just your team and you get a chance to celebrate and enjoy, that's what makes it really fun.
Chris, you're talking about toughness, and that's been a message to your guys all season long. Yesterday I'm watching, I'm thinking, don't give up the lead, don't give up the lead, don't give up the lead. You gave up the lead, and then you fought and got it right back. I'm wondering if you were having the same thought.
Yeah, you know what? We've been in that situation this year, where teams are going to make runs on you, and you just got to be tough and finish the game. I mean, watching it afterwards again, I mean, Vandy made some incredible shots during that run. I mean, I didn't feel like we were giving it away. I mean, some of their guys hit some 27, 28 footers, contested shots. I mean, they really stepped up and made plays to get back in the game. Give them credit for that. And we just kept telling each other in the huddles, like, you know, this is who we are. We're tough. We finish games. Let's do this. And really going to the line, too. I mean, Derek Gardner, a big guy who's been a 50% free throw shooter in his career, walking to the free throw line and making 6 out of 6 in the last 4 minutes was just huge and really great for his confidence and a big reason why we won.
Coach, we are all...
Oh, where's your microphone? There it is.
Thank you, Steve. Coach, we are all cheering for you. Chicago has become purple. Illinois has become purple. How do you keep the emotions in check? I mean, this has got to be so exciting, not just for you, but for the guys where they are, either in the tournament, I mean, off the court. Is it hard to kind of keep the emotions in check? Do you have to kind of have the talking to?
Yeah, no, we talk about it all the time, you know, and the thing that we've talked about, you know, coming into this tournament is the excitement of us being here was unprecedented because it's never happened. And I'm big on celebrating good things and celebrating successes. I think that's important. But then once you have that little celebration and once you get through that, it's on to the next. And, you know, our guys were good. The good thing about it is we have 48 hours today, all day today, into tomorrow to really lock in on what's ahead of us with Gonzaga. You know, one of the best programs in the country. They've been unbelievable all year long. And I know our guys are going to be focused. That's who they've been. We want to take advantage of this opportunity. You know, it's great to be here. It's exciting to be here. But you just can't take for granted that you're going to be back. I mean, we hope to be back many times, and we hope that this becomes kind of who we are from year to year. But the reality is it's really hard, and it's hard to get to this point. And when you're here, you got to try to take advantage of the opportunity, and that's kind of been our mantra as we got into this tournament.
It's one of the great things about March Madness. You know, it's one and done. It's an opportunity for teams to get hot at just the right time, to put up a great game versus a game maybe of a team that's better on paper that doesn't get it done. And I thought you nailed it yesterday in postgame, Coach, when you said there's no pressure. The pressure was getting here. And tomorrow, if I'm Gonzaga, I don't want you guys. I don't want a piece of you guys because you're such a great story, and the pressure's on them to get it done.
Yeah, I think our guys will be loose. You know, I think, you know, once we kind of flipped the switch to that point, you know, once we won that Michigan game the last week of the regular season, you know, we were feeling a lot of pressure. We knew we needed at least one more win to get to the tournament. Once we got that Michigan game and we kind of knew we were going to be there, I noticed us even take another step up in our play. We went to the Big Ten tournament, played really well, got two big wins over Rutgers and Maryland and D.C., and then, you know, thought we played really well yesterday. So, you know, we're peaking at the right time. We're playing good basketball. Our guys are loose. They're confident. And, you know, we'll just let it rip tomorrow and see what happens. It's, you know, if we lose the game, it's going to be because Gonzaga was better than us. It's not going to be because, you know, our guys weren't ready or they weren't focused. It's just, you get to this point, man, 32 teams left. Everybody's really good. You got to play great to keep playing.
Amen.
I saw the video, Coach, of you guys getting off the bus, getting back to your hotel. The band's out there. All the fans are there. You guys are walking through like you're rock stars. That had to be unbelievable.
It's just incredible, you know, to think about where we were 4 years ago, you know, when we were begging people to come to our games and, you know, try to support this team. And, you know, and it's all what the players have done. I mean, they've built this thing. They've become this team that people really enjoy following. I can't even begin to describe what the scene was like here yesterday at the game, at the hotel. You know, all the people from all over the country that want to be here and are so excited. And, you know, even people who come up and they're crying because their emotions come to tears because they're just, they can't believe that this is happening. So for me, that's what makes me feel good.
Because very
that's
cool.
A big reason why I wanted to come to Northwestern.
Coach, when you beat Gonzaga, please, please, for all of us, keep an eye on Dave. I mean, right, Steve? Right,
Ennett playing hurt yesterday. We were very proud of Ennett.
Yeah, he's the man. I mean, I tell you what, calm under pressure is Dave Ennett. I mean, anytime I get a little frazzled or anytime I lose my poise, I just look over to that radio booth and I see that confident look and yeah. I snap right back into reality.
Before I let you go, the kid from Vandy that fouled, well, first off, what went through your head when it happened? And what do you say to a kid like that who had a great game? They didn't lose the game because of the foul, but that's going to stick with that kid, and I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I do too. You know, I played back in the day, and things happen. You in games, people don't realize basketball is such a quick moving game, and sometimes you can make quick decisions that aren't right. And it was an honest mistake. Obviously, he thought they were down one. I felt for him. I mean, he was really the kid that brought them back. I mean, the shots he made in the second half were incredible. And he put them in a position to win that game. I know Bryce well. He's a heck of a coach, a great guy. I know that the support he gave that kid was strong after the game. And, you know, obviously I was surprised because we were down and we were setting something up for McIntosh to attack. And when they grabbed him, you know, I was happy because not only were we shooting free throws, but it was our best shooter.
Sure.
It was a 90% free throw shooter. So those things happen. I really felt for the kid. You know, obviously we wanted to win, and, you know, we were happy that it happened. But as a former player and someone who's been in those games, you know, you feel for that guy.
Coach, I appreciate it. Enjoy the ride. I know you will. And we can't wait till tomorrow. We'll have it here on the radio at 720 WGN.
Really appreciate you guys' support.
Thanks, buddy. That's Coach Chris Collins.
Coach.